Shit, Facebook is insane. You watch A Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Let's go.
This is why I get paid the big bucks.
Dude. I did watch it, bro. Wait, did you just acknowledge Facebook was crazy before you went to the next topic?
Yes.
I thought it coincided with it. But
yes,
it
did. That's what I'm saying. Reminded me of them on Facebook.
Bro, it's the best. They were not lying.
Spade told me about the whole thing, and I still was confused watching it as to who's the bad guy.
It makes it pretty clear that fucking maniac dude is the biggest piece of
shit.
But
in the beginning, when that fucking chick's like, all the neighbors like, yeah, she pulled the little kid's pants down and tried to touch his dick.
The thing is about a lady,
a Ukrainian woman.
Or I think, we're just going to have to spoil her this.
Too. Spoil the whole fucking thing.
We're going to have to spoil her. So go watch.
We got a podcast to do here.
We got a podcast. We got to discuss this. Matt.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's the craziest documentary I've seen.
It was a midge though, right?
It was a little person. She had severe, like her legs were fucked up. Her arms, like everything.
Bow-legged as a mug.
Yeah. She had like deformed legs. Dwarf from Ukraine. Yeah,
fingers fucked up. The whole nine.
From Ukraine. This couple drives down to Florida to pick her up at like a strip mall.
It's so great.
They get in.
Who was the plug? Who was the broker?
It was a random fucking strip mall in Florida that like was just hawking a chick. It's crazy. They're like, the dude is the biggest bullshitter in the world.
He's the type of liar that like, you've seen these types of liars before. Yeah. I hate these dudes that lie this way. Like he was like, and then the officer came in after me and my wife had a domestic dispute. He said, I know you're entirely right. Boom. Here's my card. Call me whenever you want. Those are his exact words. He walked in within 5 minutes. He knew exactly who was right in the situation.
His
words exactly. He said, sir, I know you're exactly right. Here's my card.
They fucking adopt.
None of that was true.
They adopt this chick, and the guy's like, it was the best day of my life. And then we brought her home, and my wife was ghost white, and she just said, look down. And there's pubic hair. She's 6 years old.
This girl's not 6 years old. She's 20.
So then they got a fucking chick in their fucking house who they're claiming is a grown woman pretending to be a 6-year old.
Wait, so the wife went down to like change her and just saw a big old Ukrainian
supposedly
bush?
Allegedly.
So dude, this is what I'm saying.
Definitely did not. Absolutely did not.
After watching the whole thing, that was a crazy lie.
It was an insane lie.
Why was it like just like a landing strip or like
I don't know. But the fucking the dude is out of his fucking mind. And the whole time he's just trying to throw wifey under the bus because they're I don't know what the fuck's going on there. But
I mean, we're jumping around, but so then after the discovery of the pubic hair, they're like, maybe it's just a freak thing. And we're going to try to welcome her into our home and do all this. But then allegedly the daughter keeps taking out knives and trying to kill all the other family members and is like, she literally walks into their bedroom at night and stands there with a knife. And he's like, I was terrified. I said, what are you doing? And she just stared at me. And I said, you need to go back to bed.
It's the plot of The Orphan.
Yeah. It's crazy. Instead, by the way, if you saw this kid who ended up actually being that age.
Yes.
It was literally a fucking 7-year-old girl allegedly holding a knife in his bedroom. A disabled 7-year-old
45 girl. Pounds.
If that.
Yeah. The wife got overtaken like fucking by her.
Reggie broke into your room.
Yeah. The wife like, got oh overtaken God. By her at a farm, and they said she tried to drag the wife to an electric fence to kill her. It's like, dude, she's literally a bag of fucking sheetrock or a bag of fucking joint compound. If that thing drags you over, like you're lying. But they shipped her off into a, they ship her off, they keep saying, tell us that you're a fucking adult. And she just like has no idea what's going on because she's fucking 6. And they make her stand with her head on the wall and she cannot move.
So I didn't believe that story either.
There's pictures and videos. Yeah,
there's the video of it for the 2-minute one. And it was coming from the guy. The guy's lying about everything.
True.
The guy was like,
this is what I'm saying. It's hard to fucking.
The guy was like, I came home from work. I said, how long has Natalia been sitting there? My wife looked at me and she said, 7 hours. She soiled herself. She defecated. And my wife wouldn't let her. She stood against that wall for 12 straight hours. It's like, no, she didn't, dude.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a lie.
He was lying.
They also have an autistic son in it, and they're like, should we talk about the staircase? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I didn't say that, but you know, I'm just guns blazing right now. So they're hot mic'd upstairs talking about how they booted this midget down the stairs.
They hot mic themselves. They go upstairs and admit that they kicked a child with a disability down the steps.
Yeah.
They're the biggest sacks of shit.
Bro,
hold on. So then Child Protective Services is obviously on their ass because other neighbors can see them locking her outside.
Putting her on the deck.
They're locking out, dude. And the whole time you're watching the documentary, you're like, maybe she is 20 and trying to kill the family and they're the victims. And then they go to the court and legally change her age to 22. All right. When she's what? 9, 10,
8 or 9. Yeah. Yeah.
So then now that she's 22, they can set her out into the world. So they get her an apartment in the hood.
Like one of those apartments where you just see who the fuck lives here.
They leave a disabled 9-year-old girl in an apartment to herself. And then how about the video of him coming over and harassing her? Like, where'd you get the donuts?
Well, dude,
where'd you get the fucking
donuts? There's videos from the neighbor, this like 8-year-old midget going up to like this dude's son and fucking playing with him. And he's like, dude, like she smelled like not like bad, like her vagina. Like you could smell her fucking.
Yeah, it was just a child who, number one, couldn't bathe.
Yeah.
Or change her own clothes. They literally left the kid there.
Oh my God, dude. It fires me up so much.
That's crazy. Dude,
the guy acts out the wife fucking beating the kid. And there's multiple cameras in the room. He goes, point the camera to the ground. Point the camera.
He gets out of the couch and starts wailing on the floor.
And then hurts his wrist. As hard as he can
and cries. And he's like, ow. He's nuts. Fuck? He's nuts, dude.
So hold they on. Adopted. They adopted.
You got to see it. There's a part where he, through the deposition with the court, he gets all of his wife's like Facebook messages, and one of them is to another random midget that she fucks.
She's sexting him.
She's sexting a baller of a midget. Dude, that guy is like, they interview the midget that cheated on her.
He's a beast.
And he's just like, yeah, I fucked her.
I've never seen a more chaotic house in my life. There's just everything everywhere. There's nothing is in its place, and there's just random shit everywhere. And he's just on a fucking electric scooter. It's wild. He's talking about how he's a chow monster, too. Love these bed sheets fling off, dude. He goes so hard on the box.
What?
Yeah, that's what the midget said.
The midget said, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Was he a midget with a monster?
That dude got the deposition and all that shit and got all of her Facebook messages. And this chick's just banging everyone. He said he was reading shit, just falling on the floor because like the handyman would come over and she would bang him.
He cries the entire second half.
Oh, it's crazy.
Every interview he's in, he's sobbing.
And he said, dude, there's.
Oh, my.
They fucking play their, they read the text messages on the screen and he's like, you know, she would play with my head. So like, she would be like, dude, you gotta fucking drop these charges against me or else I'm not giving you this and send like a picture of her in lingerie. And then he would simp and be like, all right, I'll drop the charges.
It would be like, I need custody of the kids or you will never see this pussy again.
It's the greatest like, quote in the world.
Deal.
Greatest quote in the world. He's like, not all forms of abuse are physical. Some are from withholding. And I got in trouble because I got a wee bit addicted to porn. The dude is the most hateable guy in the world.
I've never seen anyone more hateable.
Just grips up two black lawyers too on some like bro, black people are cool shit.
Bro. The lawyers are
horrible.
The lawyers are horrible.
He got two black lawyers like when you're like 10 or 11 years old, you're just like, oh, that's a black person. They're cool. So he just got two fucking black people and he goes there for 2 years. And just chills with the guys and like sits there and like jokes around with them. And
how much do you think those dudes hated him?
Oh, they were looking at him like, dude, you are the worst.
They're bringing this guy. He's like, these are my best friends in the world. And he's just got his lawyers.
I feel like myself anymore.
He comes in like happy. He's on trial for abusing a child. And he comes into the thing like, we're fighting for my life, fellas. And I got the best guys in the world fighting for me. Look at you. You guys are so awesome.
It makes you hate lawyers. Because the wife has another lawyer.
Yeah.
And in the case, they legally change her age to 22. So you can't talk about how it's a kid. And this, like, the child doctor was, like, on a Zoom with the other dudes or with the chick's fucking lawyer. And it's like, well, it was a kid. It had, like, its growth plates weren't connected or anything. He goes, We will not talk about how this is a child. She is 22-year-old adult. And the guy's like, I mean, are you serious? And the fucking lawyer just loses.
He's like, well, I guess we don't care about facts.
Yeah.
He's like, excuse me? No, hold on. I'm not. You telling me I don't care about facts?
Where are they from?
Indiana.
Yeah. Somehow a couple in Indiana both grips up black lawyers. It's like, there's lawyers, dude. And they're Jewish. That's who you need. They're the best at it. They're LeBron James.
Either way, they did get LeBron James lawyers.
True. The lawyer put the gloves on and beat the case.
They beat the case entirely. What? They're fine. They're fine. They're totally innocent.
Who has the kid?
She's fucking 19 now. She's like 21.
According to the courts, she's like 58 now.
True. For real. Can you legally change someone's age?
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens supposedly a bunch with like Dominicans and shit that come up. So they'll be like, oh, he's fucking 12. And in reality, he's like 18 playing Little League. Just slamming homers.
Yeah, damn.
I might change my age to 16 and trap my wife.
You good, dude.
Sick.
Like, send her right to jail.
You have sex with a minor, you sick hell.
It might be the most hateable dude in the world, and that his wife is my anti-bone. It's like the chick that is just fucking brutal to be around.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it sounds like a clear-cut case of, like, they stink.
It's a roller coaster, bro. When you're watching this shit, you have no idea what the fuck to think.
The more the guy talks, though, you realize you've seen this guy.
Yeah, you've seen this movie a million times.
You've met this type of liar.
Yeah.
So the weirdest lies with full confidence.
Does he have, like, the intense eye contact? A lot of intense liars will, like, lock in on your eyes and be like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm just...
Full eye contact, making up quotes, and be like, hold on, this is exactly what they said. I remember exactly what they said.
He got cucked into oblivion, so, I mean...
He did get broken.
The fact that he's still on this earth plane blows my mind. I would have killed myself like 7 times if I was this dude.
Cucked by a midge is almost, though, kind of like... I mean,
it's like your girl cheating on you and leaving you for a woman.
Right? Yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it'd be
No, we say that, but cucked by a midge is wild.
At least I would know I dodged a bullet because that's a crazy person.
Yeah,
unless but it's like a real cool midge.
That midge, then it's like cool you shit. Were with him.
He was. His house was insane, though.
His house was fucked up, but he was like a country singer.
Yeah, he was a star. He's kind of a fucking beast, honestly.
He was swagged out.
Oh,
and he said his pepper is nothing to fucking sneeze at either.
I bet.
Maybe a midge, but not down there.
Yeah, I've seen. I've literally. I mean, I've seen their work online. They're hard.